This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
David Knight's coming here in the next segment to host. I meant to get to this Rush Limbaugh clip that's been out the last 2 days where he says, yeah, the deep state's attacking Trump. We have a rogue government trying to block things. That shows there's a major fissure in the government. Obviously, you know, Rush Limbaugh wouldn't say he's a CIA agent, but he got set up by Ailes and others and has been kind of a patriotic arm of things. They've done some wars that were wrong and done some things that weren't correct, but they're not out to bankrupt the country and, you know, end the genders and brainwash everybody. And there's major corporate deals that the Republicans want to make with the Russians. And a lot of, you know, calculus has been done that working with Russia would be better than having war with Russia. But the neocons and the Rothschilds and others have decided to have that war. And so, you know, been all over the map today. I know that, you know, I had on Kurt Weldon, the former senior congressman in Homeland Security, you know, the vice chairman. They have co-chairman, the co-chairman of the Homeland Security Committee and the Armed Services Committee, just saying, look, I know Hillary's a communist Chinese spy, and she also got a lot of stuff from the Russians. And people say, Alex, you're being anti-Russian. That's what you're supposed to do if a country's wide open for infiltration and out to be sold out. It's immoral. It's Machiavelli. That's the world we live in. Trump is openly saying, don't cross me ever. I'm not going to cross you. But he doesn't control all the agencies or people. It's just a total war. I mean, it's beyond any job, you know. What's the movie with the OSS guy wrote? James Bond movie. I mean, I almost said John Bond. James Bond meets John Wayne. It is head spinning the level we've gotten to here. And just to know how horrible Hillary and Bill are. Totally delusional, disconnected, owned by such horrible, evil psychopaths that get off on wrecking families and wrecking culture. That's their project because they hate seeing you happy and successful. And again, the article just went up on Infowars.com by Paul Joseph Watson. Can somebody print it for me? And I've got all these other articles that are attacking us. We can put it up on screen. I can read you Paul's article that way, the old-fashioned way, right off the TV screen. You handed it to me. Well, good. Come bring it to me. Here it is. Major advertising agency Adderall has suspended its syndication of InfoWars product ads across millions of websites and platforms due to our support for Donald Trump. They're just saying, again, that's a form of ending net neutrality because you claim you just advertise. It's there. You follow their rules. They approve your ads, and they later say you can't exist because you're fake news. A letter sent to InfoWars explaining the decision cites the political content of our website. Is there a screenshot there? Because I asked you to put that in. If not, have the crew at it. I'm going to blow up, man. I'm going to blow up. The letter also implies that the suspension, and I just can't wait to show the leftist side so they pick it up and celebrate. Oh, shutting down, arresting, killing, beating, yay, arrest Trump, ban Trump's free speech, ban Trump's Twitter. I want, that's why this morning I sent it to Paul. That's why I sat there for like an hour sending all this out. Not because I wanted to wipe my ass with it. And I sent screenshots because the media will say this doesn't exist. Their favorite thing is to say none of this exists. You understand? There's no 18,000 IRS agents to give you a $5,000 a year fine. Obamacare's free. There's no Council on Foreign Relations. There's no New World Order. There's no Islamic jihadis being brought into Europe and the United States. No, no, no. None of that exists. Oh, we had 100,000 people sign a petition for Trump to do something about this president-elect. And I looked at the crew, and somebody said, oh, you aren't serious about mailing that to Trump, were you? Am I pissing him off? No, if I said something on air, you better believe that's what I meant. And playing games is over. People just have to take action, and we're going to beat these people. And I'm going to go back during the break, and I'm going to get the emails with their names and everything else posted in here from Adderall so you can see what they said to us so you can see it for yourself. because I'm not going to have the Snopes assholes and all the other pieces of fucking shit sit there and say none of this. You want war, you goddamn cowardly pieces of chicken neck filth? I'm going to sue your ass into hell. Get ready!
Hello, my name is Don Wiskin from HeartDrop.com, the distributors of Extendivite, the number one heart drop that people have been raving about for years. Every February, for the last 16 years, HeartDrop.com has had a Heart Month sale to help you stay heart healthy. For only $115 plus shipping and handling, you can get a 4-month supply of Extendivite in either liquid or capsule form to help you get started on your path to better health. Now is the time to stock up. Order what you need. Stay heart healthy all year with the number one heart drop, Extendivite. To order your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is the story of the shaving company called Harry's. In an epic battle of David versus Goliath, in the early 1980s, a child was born. Two of them, actually. Their names were Jeff and Andy. Time went by, they developed facial hair, and one day, something happened. Andy got ripped off buying overpriced razors. So they decided to start their own shaving company and fix shaving once and for all. They hired the best designers. They bought a 95-year-old German blade factory. And they started selling high-quality razors online with no upcharging direct to customers. How did the overpriced razor company respond? By threatening to sue their pants off. Don't worry, Jeff and Andy have plenty of pants and a relentless dream to give all guys a great shave at a great price.
Try Harry's free. They'll send you a razor with 5 German blades, foaming shave gel, and even a travel blade cover when you sign up. Just cover shipping. Plus, get a free post-shave balm at checkout with code 3434. That's harrys.com, code 3434, to get your free trial set.
How will you spend your tax return? Will a new TV or the newest cell phone protect you when the unexpected happens? Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes? You and your family could be left helpless, waiting for a slow-acting FEMA to come to your rescue. In a disaster, local store shelves are emptied in just hours. Your tax return is your chance to be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a 25-year shelf life. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, make the most of your tax return. Place your order and get a huge 20% discount and free shipping. This big discount ends soon. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise. Be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
The right-wing smear machine has gotten Alex Jonesified this election cycle.
It's a guy named Alex Jones.
Alex Jones.
From InfoWars.
From InfoWars.
Yeah.
Alex Jones.
Alex Jones.
One of those guys who believes Bigfoot was responsible for 9/11.
I heard that on Alex Jones, so it's true.
Claims that 9/11 and the Oklahoma City bombings were inside jobs.
The conspiracy du jour, Hillary Clinton is harboring a secret medical condition.
You just had to keep digging, didn't you, Alex?
I heard it on Alex Jones, so I know it's true.
Google is being accused of hiding negative stories about Hillary and her campaign by changing its algorithm to bury stories like the Clinton body count story. That's according to website InfoWars.
And this really, this is so disgusting.
The juice of these pickles is on you, Alex Jones.
It goes right from Alex Jones, and it shows up in Donald Trump's mouth.
Hillary Clinton created ISIS with Obama.
The very fringe of the conspiracy movement, like Alex Jones, are being kind of incorporated into the campaign.
If Trump gets elected, he's going to be Secretary of Defense.
I think that Alex Jones is a lunatic.
Move, bitch! Get out the way!
Bill Clinton is a rapist at InfoWars.com.
Bill Clinton is a rapist!
Bill Clinton is a rapist. InfoWars.com. InfoWars.com. Bill Clinton's a rapist.
The New World Order sends its regards.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
And David Knight's about to take over. Paul Watson's to do the show tomorrow. We're going to do a 13-hour broadcast. And I apologize for blowing up and cussing. But there's a fight inside of me, just like when you saw him stealing land from people, you got angry. Yeah. At a certain point, I can't hold back anymore. I love the crew. I love Paul. I love Kid. I get mad because these articles even aren't as hardcore as it really is. And like a godsend, David. Because I get frustrated with myself more than anybody. It's not you come in and you go, Alex, it's Google and the Federal Trade Commission and all their monopolies Obama let them have. They're involved in all this criminal stuff. They're about to go down. This is racketeering, organizing all these groups to shut down their opposition while they hope Trump isn't aware of it. And I was just like, it was even like being injected with heroin. I was like, yes, oh, I can get off the show now. He gets it. And it's not that the rest of the crew doesn't get it. It's so epic. So I've been on the phone with Kurt Weldon this morning about incredible stuff. And I'm not bitching. It's just a normal spy chief would deal with less than I deal with. Okay. I mean, I'm not complaining. I'm just saying I've got to keep track of so much stuff. And so I apologize. I never take breaks. Sometimes I blow up because they just took, it was $3.3 million last year through ad roll and Google. Okay. Which is our milquetoast ads. Okay. Because we know the rules. They approve the ads. They've refused some before. It was set to be over $5 million this year. Everybody knew in the meetings I had with you, I had with Corsi, I was like, this money just in the pie was going to be our extra money. We'll still get it from the great listeners. But it means more's coming, more censorship, more control. Just what Drudge told us a year and a half ago. It's all happening. Bombshell, major ad agency spends InfoWars. And the reason I blew up was not at Watson. I sent him copies of the email. He probably was due diligence. Well, I don't know if I should put these up. Yeah. And so I blew up and was like, I want the emails because I know them. They'll say we're lying because there's a new level. They have Rolling Stone out today. I'm told it's in the newspaper. It's in the magazine. Saying, I'm crazy. IBM has no connection to the Nazis. So they're like picking things they know are true. Well, you're a smart guy. I don't mean that condescendingly. David, what do you think's happening? Because they just declared war on us. They're saying kill Trump. They're lying. But also more and more, they just tell lies that are verifiably false, like there's no IRS penalties.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, in Obamacare. So what do you think the tactic is? And I'm going to have a call to action and let you take over with the specifics.
Yeah, forget about the Hollerith codes with IBM tattooing on people's arms. But look, when we're talking about what's going on here, we've got to understand the background. We have all these people talking about, whoa, what about Donald Trump's business interests here and his involvement with Trump hotels and everything? Let's take a look at Google's interests. Let's take a look at Jeff Bezos' interests. Because I talked about it yesterday when we're talking, still looking at the removal, the political assassination of Michael Flynn. Who was at the center of that? Who got that information?
They run the whole show.
Post. And the Washington Post was bought by Jeff Bezos for $250 million, but he got $600 million contract from the CIA to run their...
People ask, why am I pissed? They hold out a sign, whether I'm black, white, Christian, Muslim, whatever I am, I can come, I can put ads up for my products, I follow their rules, and then they say, secretly, you're banned because you're not human, you don't exist. The discrimination of this and stealing $5 million clearly is what it would be. Last year, 3.3, of an ad thing we had that was working, that we invested in, that we spent time in to sell our products, to fund our message of freedom, and they blow us away like we don't exist. Man, I don't care. If somebody breaks in my car and steals my stereo, it's not that it's a $200 stereo. It's my windows knocked out. They violated me. I'm pissed. I am 50 times more pissed about this because they're trying to steal my birthright and because it makes me so angry, it turns loose all this tidal energy that I don't want to, oh, Mike, I mean, look, David, it's just we've got to.
Well, I always, when they say that you can't do this because we're a political organization because we make comments.
Yeah, we're not allowed, because, well, see, it's FTC, it's FCC, or it's Federal Election Commission. They're applying Democrat claims, like they said with Drudge 2 years ago. They want to shut Drudge down, Congress said, because he's political and he has advertising. Well, of course, I have a view as a private citizen on guns. You hit the keys. I forgot the keys in the article. See, there's so much. They're saying we're political, so we don't have speech, and we're not allowed to make money outside of any law. They're just exercising, like TPP, which was in there, global corporate governance, and even though TPP didn't pass, they're still implementing it and carrying it out. See, I'm glad you're here, because you made me talk about...
When you put an ad up for Caveman, and they serve that ad on somebody, that's not political. But they're going back and they're investing.
And they say your site's political, yeah. So you can't get funding. Well, so everything's political.
Yeah.
Of course I want lower taxes. It's not political. It's called survival. Just like Google lobbies to have a 5% jerk and I can't live because a bunch of assholes like Schmidt believe I don't have a right. Screw you thinking you own me, you son of a bitch. I'm sorry, David. I'm going to get out of here and let you take over. Please plug the specials. People to financially support us. Because clearly more is coming. We need money to continue on against these people. I'm sorry. I'm just too pissed to go on. You can take over.
Well, you know what? What we're saying, Alex, here is that these are not ads that in and of themselves are political. There's absolutely nothing political about selling iodine. You've got a picture of an iodine bottle, or you got a picture of caveman as a paleo supplement. There's nothing political about that. But they go back and say, because
they think we don't exist, and they think we should roll over and die, and we have no free speech. We're going to defeat Zuckerberg and Schmidt, and they're all enemies. And I want to show them tomorrow. I want $3 million here tomorrow, on air of products sold, to show them no matter what they do, we're going to the next level. I'm sorry, go ahead.
We've already had a Supreme Court decision, Citizens United, which the left doesn't like, but the Supreme Court said in Citizens United that corporations can run ads, political ads, that they have the right to be involved in the political process, and that's a direct action. What we're talking about here is censorship of something that is not even a direct action. These are not political ads that they're refusing to run. What they're saying is because you have political opinions, because you are a news site, and we're a news site with commentary and analysis, they're saying, no, we're not going to allow you to use our ad system. Now, that's way beyond shutting down Citizens United, and yet Citizens United won in the Supreme Court. This is a fight we have to have. This is a fight we can win. And we have to look at what is behind this. Just as I was saying yesterday, when you look at the nexus of the people that brought down Flynn, of course, at the center of it was the Washington Post. And if you look at the Washington Post's involvement with the CIA has, as of 3 years ago, I don't know what the size of the contract is now, their initial contract with Jeff Bezos' Amazon was $600 million. He only spent $250 million on the Washington Post itself. So this is his biggest customer, perhaps his biggest customer that he has as far as his database goes. And, of course, they also shut down WikiLeaks when they didn't like what WikiLeaks was doing. They shut them down on Amazon's data servers. When we look at what's going on with Google, because they have a lot of influence in these ad servers here. This is a story from the New York Post. Alphabet, which is Google's spinoff, believes that it has a lot riding on who President Trump picks to lead the FTC, the Federal Trade Commission. Several sources close to the situation told the New York Post. For example, Utah Attorney General Sean Reyes on Trump's shortlist likely would open a probe into whether Alphabet improperly pressured mobile phone makers to install Google apps on their phones. So we have this situation where they have a vested financial interest in manipulating the political outcomes. And yet, do you see Google being targeted? No, they're the ones doing the targeting. And, of course, Trump, when he was running, said when he was being attacked by the Washington Post, he started talking about how he's going to look into antitrust violations by Amazon. And when he met with the tech entrepreneur heads, Jeff Bezos was there. He was invited. He came. And he had a place at the table. But it was at the far end of the table on the corner. And if you go back and you look at those pictures, it looks very forlorn. Look, we have to understand what the basis of this is, where this is coming from. And we have to understand that if we allow them to shut down people, to strangle Breitbart, to strangle InfoWars financially, that is a very, very serious thing. And that is something that I don't think is going to hold up in the Supreme Court. I don't think it's going to hold up if people understand what is truly going on here. In a related vein, let me read you this story from the New American, how France is criminalizing pro-life speech. Listen to the penalty that they've enacted in France. They say, this is their slogan, said the French Minister for Families, Children, and Women's Rights. Of course, he doesn't really want children. He says, freedom of expression does not signify a right to lying. So you don't have a right to lie. Well, who's going to decide whether you are lying or not? Well, that would be him. He would be the one who would sit there and judge whether or not your news is fake, whether or not what you say about abortion is fake. So they have a new law in France that is opposing a punishment of a maximum of 2 years in prison and a fine of $30,000 for, quote, spreading or transmitting allegations or indications liable to intentionally mislead with the purpose of deterring from abortion on the characteristics or medical consequences of a voluntary interruption of a woman's pregnancy. That's their euphemism for abortion, a voluntary interruption of pregnancy. So there you go. In France, if you say anything to oppose abortion, you can get up to 2 years and $30,000. That's the way they criminalize speech. They set themselves up as the arbiters, or they come out and they say, sorry, we're not going to let any ads go out if you're even remotely vocal about politics. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
This is the story of the shaving company called Harry's. In an epic battle of David versus Goliath, in the early 1980s, a child was born. Two of them, actually. Their names were Jeff and Andy. Time went by, they developed facial hair, and one day, something happened. Andy got ripped off buying overpriced razors. So they decided to start their own shaving company and fix shaving once and for all. They hired the best designers. They bought a 95-year-old German blade factory. And they started selling high-quality razors online with no upcharging, direct to customers. How did the overpriced razor company respond? By threatening to sue their pants off. Don't worry, Jeff and Andy have plenty of pants and a relentless dream to give all guys a great shave at a great price.
Try Harry's free. They'll send you a razor with 5 German blades, foaming shave gel, and even a travel blade cover when you sign up. Just cover shipping. Plus, get a free post-shave balm at checkout with code 3434. That's harrys.com, code 3434, to get your free trial set.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host. host for the rest of this hour. And, of course, as we were just talking about the new communique from AdRoll saying they're not going to carry our ads because we have political content on our site, and yet the ads are non-political. We have a special going at InfoWars store right now. This is one way that you can support us. Your contribution is our budget. We don't get any money from the government. We don't get any money from George Soros, any other sources like these other news media outlets get, MSNBC or others. No, it is simply the products that we sell, the very best products that we can find that we sell to you. And we have now put out a special. The Defend InfoWars special is now live at InfoWarsStore.com. We have put on sale Silver Bullet, colloidal silver, 33% off stock price. Super Male Vitality, 25% off. Brain Force, 25% off. And the Donald J. Trump and Ronald Reagan lithographs for just $19.95. That's the way that you can support the Liberty Movement. That's the way you can support InfoWars. This is something, folks, we have to make sure that they are not allowed to strangle people financially. And that is truly what is behind this. As I said before, they want to talk all the time about Trump's hotel connections and his internal business connections. Well, we need to take a deep look at the political connections and the vested crony capitalist interests of people like Google, people like Amazon, Jeff Bezos, how they are connected to the deep state and the intelligence services as well. Now, in this hour, I want to continue with what we were talking about yesterday in terms of Pence joining the EU. I did a report on that last night on the nightly news, and you can see that on Alex Jones's YouTube channel. There's been an update on this today, and I want to get into that, but I'm going to save that. And I'm going to save the attacks and the jokes on Trump about Sweden, and we're going to go back and take a look at what's truly going on in Sweden. They're blaming now, implying that Donald Trump is responsible for riots that erupted in Sweden's capital just a couple of days after all this happened. So it doesn't validate Donald Trump. No, he provoked it. Again, the Washington Post, Jeff Bezos, the CIA involved in that. So we're going to give you their spin on the story. We're going to give you the background on the story. But this is a short segment that we have here. I'm going to do that in a longer segment. I just want to cover some of the other breaking news that is online. I just talked about France putting up a penalty to gag people in terms of talking about abortion. If they don't like what you have to say, they say you have no right to lie. And if I'm the French government or if I'm the American government, the arbiters of truth, then they're going to say, well, no, I'm sorry, you're lying, you're fake, and we're going to censor you. But they're going beyond that in France. They're going to give people up to 2 years, $30,000 fine, if they talk about abortion and they don't like what they have to say. Now, what's happening here in America? Of course, I reported yesterday that over the weekend, Norma Corvey, at 69, who was Jane Roe in Roe v. Wade, she died, and she spent her entire life trying to undo that. She actually didn't even have an abortion. She'd had two children before that she'd given up for adoption. She was still very young. She was very naive. She said that. And she said she was abused and taken advantage of by many people, but no one worse than the lawyers and the legal system. And she spent her entire life trying to undo Roe v. Wade and with guilt that she didn't deserve. She didn't need to have that guilt, but with a concern of the 35 million lives at that point. It's more than that now. The point that she did an affidavit back in 2000, trying to stop that. Now, what is going to be happening going forward? We have The Hill talking about Trump officials weighing the fate of the birth control mandate that Obama gave us. They say the era, and this is the way The Hill reports it. I want you to hear the way they spin this. The era of free birth control for women could be coming to an end. Now, I have to say this. One woman's free birth control is another woman's mandate to pay for it. And so that alone ought to be enough to stop this. And it should never have gone through and passed through the Supreme Court. Except that we had a Supreme Court justice that I still to this day believe that Roberts was blackmailed. He wrote both the dissenting and the concurring opinion on Obamacare. So, you know, they said, well, no, we can't do this, but we can do it if we call it a tax. Okay. Well, it's a mandate. And they go on to say in The Hill, the requirement that insurance companies cover contraception at no cost is believed to be on the chopping block now that Tom Price has been put in charge of Health and Human Services. And they say conservative Republicans, this is the way they spin this again, conservative Republicans have opposed the mandate since it was issued by the Obama administration, saying that it infringes on religious liberty by requiring employers to pay for contraception coverage regardless of their beliefs. So that's another aspect of it. You should not be forced to pay for somebody else's health care at the point of a gun, which is what is implied with the IRS enforcing this, but you should also not have to do it in addition to violating your religious beliefs. And, of course, it's not just conservative Republicans. It was the Supreme Court that agreed on that. And then they go on to say that reversing this would not require an act of Congress. Why? Because Congress already abdicated their authority over this. They punted it to the bureaucracy so the bureaucracy can undo it, just like Obama continued to enact things by executive order, and Trump can undo those things by executive order as well. That's the hope that we have right now. Stay with us. We're going to come right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones. I walk along
the avenue. Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. I want to get to this story that covered over the weekend. It really didn't get very much attention. The fact that we had Vice President Pence go to Munich on Saturday, then to Brussels on Monday, declare his undying love for the European Union. Very, very different, exactly opposite of what Donald Trump has been saying. So we're going to break that down. There's now a story today on Reuters. It was covered on the Drudge Report, had it red linked up at the top. So this is an update. We find out that the week before, Steve Bannon went to Germany as well, and so there's some sources in the German government that talked to Reuters about that. I want to cover that with an update, but first I want an update. The story that was broken a couple of weeks ago by the Daily Caller, there were several brothers from Pakistan They're working as very high-paid IT staffers for Democrats. And, of course, they put them together in a pool, but some of the people that they're doing work for were people like Debbie Wasserman Schultz, the disgraced head of the DNC who was hacked and pwned in public. Remember all of that? We saw all of her collusion behind the scenes, her conspiracy with the media, with other people to make sure that Hillary Clinton got it, that Bernie Sanders didn't. So she left in disgrace, left the DNC. But then, on her own staff, she's got people who were, they found, hacking into their computers, stealing computer equipment. So this was a couple of weeks ago. Now we find, and interestingly enough, surprise, surprise, they were now taking $100,000 from Iraqi politicians while they were administering IT for the House Democrats. And at the time we looked at this, these brothers, they were making like between $160,000 and $165,000, far more than domestic IT staff that they hired. I don't know why these guys are making so much money. They were very young. One of these guys was making $160,000, was only 20 years old. And they were going bankrupt. They were all having their cars repossessed. It's like, how do you have your car repossessed when you're making that kind of money? I mean, did they buy McLarens or something? They got a $1 million hypercar and they can't afford the payments on it. So they go to, when you look at a situation like that and you've got somebody, and they pointed it out at the time, when you have somebody who is working in IT, working in a sensitive position, one of the things that you do to vet them from a security position is you look at their financial situation. Is this person behind on their mortgage payments, behind on their car payments, or their car's getting repossessed? Well, that's a real red flag, because if they're doing that kind of stuff, then guess what? They might be stealing information from you and giving it to the Iraqis, who are giving them $100,000. So this thing continues to unfold. We're going to see more information about this, and it just goes on and on. The Democrats and the Muslims and their Democrat incompetence, it's a story that just keeps on giving. And we're going to find out a lot more about this story as we go along. But I want to get to this news story from Reuters saying that before Pence did his Neville Chamberlain apology tour to the European Union, to the new, I guess we could call the European Union, really, it's the Fourth Reich, isn't it? Hitler didn't succeed in taking over Europe. But the European Union did. They did it in the ash heaps of, you go back and you look at the Bilderberg conference, they had their first conference 10 years after, and at the same place where the Germans had their last victory. So they set that up right there. Not a coincidence, I don't think. We've talked about that at length, and especially if you look at the people who were involved, they were also involved in that Market Garden campaign. There was a betrayal of the people, the allies who were there. They knew they were coming. So there was espionage. There was undercover stuff. So 10 years after the date, they begin Bilderberg. And what's one of the first things that they do at Bilderberg? Well, they talk about how we've got to have united Europe. We have to have political union. And one of the ways that we're going to achieve that is to have a economic union with the euro. We're going to have a common currency. So they put that in place in 1955. It took them a while to do it. They did it very gradually. And now it is starting to unravel. And we've had Donald Trump. We've had Steve Bannon. We've had Ted Malik, who is tipped to be Donald Trump's ambassador to the EU. They have all, in no uncertain terms, said what we want to see happen is individual sovereignty from these Western European nations. That is the cure. We don't want to see a massive consolidated Europe. As a matter of fact, Ted Malik was very clear. He said, when he worked at the State Department before, he said, I had something to do with the breakup of the Soviet Union, and I think it's time that we break up another union right now. So he's been very clear about this. Now we see this report, and of course we had, to give you an update, if you didn't see the report, Pence joins the EU. Pence went to Munich, like Neville Chamberlain. He said, the only thing he said that was contrary to what the Europeans wanted to hear was, hey, you guys have got to pay up for your defense. Germany is only giving like 1.2%. All these NATO countries are required to give at least 2% of their budget, their GDP. They're required to contribute 2% of their GDP to NATO. So that's the only thing that he said that they didn't want to hear. But he reassured them. He said, NATO is very important. It is not obsolete, as Donald Trump had said. And then he goes to Brussels, the heart of the European Union, on Monday, and gives a glowing endorsement of the European Union. Some of the things that he said was, after I came out of the meeting, Donald Tusk said I wanted to ask him about three things, and one of them was the idea of a united Europe. He gave us everything that we asked for. He gave us, and Pence said, we have a strong commitment to continued cooperation and partnership with the European Union. He didn't say we want to see it disappear. So this is why they did this. And, of course, The Guardian said Pence sounded exactly like Joe Biden. What a surprise, because you've got Pence, you've got Priebus, you've got these people who are part of the Republican establishment, and they always sound like the establishment Democrats, don't they, when it comes to international matters like this. As a matter of fact, though, I said last night, I believe that he truly is a George H.W. Bush to Trump, because we saw that George H.W. Bush really was the establishment's man pushing back against Ronald Reagan at the time. But now, this article today from Reuters that I was talking about. In the week before, U.S. Vice President Mike Pence visited Brussels and pledged America's steadfast and enduring commitment to the European Union, White House Chief Strategist Steve Bannon met with a German diplomat, and he delivered a different message, according to people familiar with the talks. Reuters says Bannon, these people said, signaled to Germany's ambassador to Washington that he viewed the EU as a flawed construct, and he favored conducting relations with Europe on a bilateral basis. In other words, we're going to deal with directly with Germany. We're going to deal directly with England. We're going to deal directly with France. We're not going to deal directly with the European Union. What we'd prefer to do is to deal directly with these individual countries bilaterally, not multilaterally, through the EU. And, of course, that's what we've heard from Trump. That's what we heard from Ted Malik. And now they're saying that's what they heard from Steve Bannon the week before Pence went. Now, a White House official who checked with Bannon in response to this Reuters article confirmed the meeting had taken place, but said the account provided to Reuters was inaccurate. He said they only spoke for about 3 minutes, and it was just a quick hello. So the question is this. Are we seeing now a setup of Bannon, like we saw a setup of Flynn, with Pence at the center of this? Remember, it was Pence who was so embarrassed that Flynn casually mentioned the sanctions or whatever when he's talking, doing his job to the Russians. Oh, I'm so embarrassed. And he lied to me. He misled me. And I still to this day do not believe that Flynn lied to him. I believe it was something that was mentioned casually in passing, that he didn't think it was relevant, that it wasn't relevant. And yet Pence used that as a wedge to get him removed. Is he going to use this as a wedge to get Bannon removed? Because they're going to go after every single person who is not a part of the establishment, Republicans and Democrats. And they go on to say, Bannon's message, though, was similar to the one that he delivered to a Vatican conference back in 2014. In those remarks, he spoke favorably about a European populist movement and described a yearning for nationalism. So people don't believe in this kind of pan-European union. Western Europe, Bannon said at the time, was built on a foundation of strong nationalist movements. I think it's what can see us forward. And they say the encounter unsettled people in the German government, and they were holding out hope that Bannon might temper his views once in government. See, they didn't believe that he really believed this stuff. They thought once he gets power, he's going to say and do whatever he needs to keep that power. No, just like Trump, he really meant what he said. And so the question is, as we see this division, as we see these guys coming there, you know, when he spoke in Brussels, Tusk came out, and although he said we got everything we wanted, he then took a swipe at Pence and a swipe at Trump and railed against the, quote, brute force, egoism, and arrogance of the Trump administration. So that's how they respond when you give them overtures. They respond in the same way that Hitler responded to the weak Neville Chamberlain when he went there to appease them. This is what we can expect from the European Union. What they wanted to see was if Bannon and Trump and Ted Malik are going to stick to their guns, and they will. But the question is, will there be a division that will force them out? What is Trump going to do? Clearly, there's a lot of Europeans who don't believe what Pence said. They think that's not the policy, because he's saying one thing and the president is saying something else. And as they point out, with elections looming in the Netherlands, France, and Germany this year, European officials said they hoped that Pence, Secretary of Defense Jim Mattis, and Secretary of State Rex Tillerson could convince Trump to work constructively with the EU. See, this is what I was concerned about. We're looking at Tillerson and others. I said, if you're going to get somebody to work with you, or you're going to have them running in a three-legged race, you better make sure that the guy is going to be running in the same direction as you if you're in a three-legged race. You got to make sure that he's not running in the opposite direction to a different goal. And so now we've got people who say, well, you know, Trump wants to have different people giving different opinions. And now we've got different opinions being given in Brussels. So that's a very dangerous situation that we got going on there. Alex.
I was just going to pop in and tell you, the internet takeover's begun. The Google algorithms, the articles are coming out. They're delisting libertarian, nationalistic, patriot sites. They're covering up Islamic terror. The Pope says Islamic terror doesn't exist. They're creating an alternate reality. They're moving against advertising platforms everywhere. They're coming after everybody. They've stolen the internet. They've made themselves the artificial false net neutrality where you've got to go through them. And now they are announcing that we're delegitimized and saying in the New York Times that we need to be arrested and shut up. But first they'll cut our funding off, diminish us before they come next level. That's why they're walking on the fighting side of us right now.
Right.
That's why this is a maximum alert. And I hope Google, this whole globalist AI program, would have rolled over. They're not. Trump needs to break them up. They were set up through NASA, through deep state operators of the CIA, and they're working against this country, and they're so belligerent. We had an election and elected our president, and they're saying, no, you're not in charge, Google. You're not in charge, AdRoll. And Trump called the media the enemy. They're just the minions and the sellouts and the mercenaries and the scum.
That's right.
It's the people that are on top, the technocrats that worked all this out, like Bill Gates. They're the real enemies. And so I'm normally very controlled. I try not to cuss on air and things. We delete it out for stations. But here's the deal. If the people just move, we're going to defeat these folks. But here's the thing. You have to know the assault's happening now. And all of us have to get upset. And we have to codify it and lay it out and break it down. Because it's all being done by stealth. And we've got to file the lawsuits. We've got to take the action. And you've got to financially buy the products and spread the articles and the videos through your email list and on other platforms. Not just Facebook and Twitter. Because everywhere. I told you, I saw three videos that had over 20 million views on our own Facebook alone. Mm-hmm. And the New York Times was like, yeah, you say there was a video with 12 million views. It was like 12 million when I saw it. The other two was up to 20 million. It was Paul, and I went and looked. It was gone.
Yeah.
It was gone. And Paul's like, yeah, I saw that. Everybody saw it. We showed it on air. We have video of it. It's gone. 12 million views. It's just, that's what they do. They're just, because folks, they tried to ignore us and act like we didn't exist. Now it's admitted that InfoWars every week rivals the Super Bowl in viewers. So what are they going to do? Well, they're going to try to shut us down. A lot of people are like, good, I'm sick of InfoWars. You know, I've got my own radio show. It's not as big. InfoWars makes your show bigger than other networks. We're trying to raise the tide of humanity. We're not in competition. And this is it. They are trying big. I believe they're going to fail. But this, people have never seen me this focused or angry. It's because we have plans in the next year that they, the enemy knows are going to be successful. And I just want to warn them. You saw this congressman come out. It was a former, you know, vice head of the Homeland Security Committee and a lot of other things. And Kurt Weldon, the Armed Services Committee. And he said, look, I'm not shutting up anymore. I know who the real Russian agents are, the communist agents are from China. I'm bringing them down. And they reached out. And you know, it's way beyond Fight Club. I mean, the other people reaching out, the phone calls, it's like, and everybody's like, they're pure evil. They're pedophiles. We got to fight them. It's like people know. And everybody that already knew but couldn't get the public to wake up, now that the public's awake, they're ready to move. It's like in V for Vendetta, the inspector, the head of detectives says, why didn't you do this before? I mean, why didn't you speak out? He goes, I was waiting for you, Inspector. I was waiting for you. Well, they now know we're awake. They knew the plan was to bring in hardcore hot tyranny when old Hillary got in. They admitted it all. And so people just went, come to Jesus. We got to do the right thing. We've got a beachhead right now, but man, they're moving.
Well, it's like the Chinese character for crisis. It's danger and opportunity. This is a very dangerous moment. We're right here on the edge of a knife, and we have an opportunity to do something about it with Trump in power. But it's a very dangerous situation, and it could go either way.
They should look, though, at the Netherlands and Spain and Italy and France and Brazil and everywhere else where nationalist movements are exploding and the poll numbers show that no amount of fake elections are ever even going to be able to expose that, you know, stop that. And so this is an incredible time to be alive right now. And I just hope people realize we're not saying we're wonderful. We don't want to be slaves. This is a normal behavior. But if people realize what we're going through to bring you this information, and we're not bringing this stuff out about Russia funding Hillary in the last 20 years to bash Russia. We know the globalists have ganged up on Russia, controlled it. Their allies trying to get away from globalism. We're not even bashing the Chinese people. It's the communist Chinese. But Hillary and them claiming Trump's this, trying to bring him down. It's a total lie. And people in government that know are going to bring it all out. It's already coming out. I mean, we're already getting, you know, secret documents, stuff like that, that, you know, bring to Kurt Weldon and he goes, yeah, that's real. See, I mean, just get more is coming. So they want to fight. I mean, I'm not scared at all. I got so much energy. I feel like when I'm 20 dudes up, I'm ready to go to town, you know. Physically, I'm not saying I'm going to be violent. You know what I mean? I'm ready.
Right.
I was born for this, okay? And all their crap and all it seems like anytime I'm exhausted and not wanting to do this anymore and just kind of go half-assed, they pull another thing. And they just don't get who we are versus who they are, David. I mean, I know you well. You're a family guy. You're not out looking to be a tough guy. But somebody tries to intimidate you and stop you, what's it make you do?
That's right. It makes you angry. It gets you energized.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So they want to fight. They better believe they got one.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Sorry, I'm going to get out of here.
Well, you know what you're talking about in terms of things disappearing. I want to go through and look at this Sweden thing because now this has become the brunt of jokes.
Yeah, yeah, Sweden, there's no Islamic raping. It's not the capital of rape in Europe.
No problem.
There's no Islamic crime. Everything's fine.
So we got this article in The Guardian, and they're talking about the fact that last night we had Colbert and we had Seth Meyers, and they're just laughing. Ha ha. Nothing in Sweden. Nothing to see. Oh, you know, he's.
Yeah, Trump's going to lose. Ha ha ha.
He actually saw this on Fox News, and he actually confuses Fox News with reality, is what Seth Meyers said. And then you've got Colbert saying, well, we're going to have...
notice we've got campaign. Fox News now, and the neocons more and more teaming up with the collapsing left.
Mm-hmm.
The whole system's just desperate together, trying to prop their hill of crap up.
Yeah, he's got this comedy thing saying, never forget, okay, forget. We're going to talk about what's going on with it. We're going to talk about how the Washington Post spins this.
Islamic invasion.
That's right. We're going to talk about that when we come back. We're going to talk about the riots and how it is spun by the Washington Post, even saying, hey, these police that were talked about, they recanted that. Well, no, we've got other police saying the same thing. We'll be right back.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. We've been talking about the fact that we've been removed by AdRoll in terms of serving ads. We have now responded. One of the ways we're going to respond is with a special, the InfoWars Defend InfoWars specials that have now gone live at InfoWarsStore.com. Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver, 33% off. Super Male Vitality, 25% off. Brain Force, 25% off. And the Donald J. Trump and Ronald Reagan lithographs, just $19.95. Folks, we are not supported by government funding. We're not given grants by people like Soros, like MSNBC and others are. When we look at how we're going to fund the operation, Alex looks at it like a capitalist, because that's what we believe. We say, well, you know, what can I do? I need to sell something to people in order to support my operation. So we go out and we get the very best products that we can, offer them at the very best price that we can. That's how we choose to fund our operation. Yet to do that, we need to be able to advertise. And so now they're trying to cut off our ability to advertise. So they can't get a boycott on us because we don't have sponsors. But they can try to shut down the way that we communicate to people. So if you want to support us, take advantage of these specials. Again, we try to have a win-win situation with you. That's why we put these things on special when we need to fund InfoWars. So we put these things like Colloidal Silver, Super Male Vitality, Brain Force at 25 to 33% off the Defend InfoWars special, now live at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to take a quick look at what's going on with Sweden. As I started to talk about it, of course, all the comedy show hosts are yucking it up last night. Oh, look at this. Supposedly we got attacks in Sweden. And then we have riots in Sweden to back him up. And we've been talking about how there has been an explosion in rapes and serious crimes in Sweden because they've taken far more than the rest of Europe. They have the highest per capita number of people that they've taken in terms of refugees. And in the places where it has been concentrated, as we had the story yesterday, Paul Joseph Watson put it up, in Malmo, they had about 43%, if I remember the numbers correctly, 43% of the population is immigrant, and about 90% of those are Muslim. They have a crime wave explosion. So what does the Washington Post do when you actually have a riot 2 days after? Well, they say on February 20th, that was yesterday, as the talk show hosts are yucking it up and having a lot of fun with, oh, no, there's no problem in Sweden. We don't have anybody who's a card-carrying member of a specific organization. No, it's just a widespread crime wave that's been caused by the open border and the immigration policies of the government there that they're trying to cover up. So they say on February 20th, the riots broke out in a predominantly immigrant neighborhood. The riots come 2 days after President Trump implied that immigrants had perpetrated a recent spate of violence in Sweden. And they say just 2 days after President Trump provoked widespread consternation. You hear that? First, they imply that Trump is to blame, of course. It doesn't vindicate Trump to see these riots that went on for over 4 hours. The crowd burned about a half dozen cars. They vandalized several shop fronts. They threw rocks at the police. They went after a photographer. He was attacked by a dozen men. They stole his camera. Okay, but, you know, hey, freedom of press, that's a great thing, right? They don't respect that either. And, of course, they come out and they imply that Donald Trump is the one who is causing this, that he provoked this, is what he said. He provoked widespread consternation. That's the way the Washington Post does it, the official mouthpiece for the CIA. Then they go on and say that this was Tucker Carlson on Tonight. It featured filmmaker Ami Horowitz. I think it's a guy, so he probably pronounces it Ami. But they said the two Swedish policemen that he interviewed that provide the basis for the report recanted that. He said, wait a minute. I told them what was happening, and I think they had pressure. I think they disavowed this from pressure from their superiors. Tonight on the Nightly News, I'm going to cover this in more detail because we're out of time with this. But what I had here was articles going back to the first week of February. We had first one Swedish cop talk about what was going on with the violence. They came after him. And he says, I know they're going to come after me, but I'm going to say it anyway. And then another one came out. And guess what? They're not the two cops that Omri talked to. So this is we're going to talk about that tonight. Join us 7 Central, 8 p.m. Eastern for the InfoWars Nightly News.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.